So welcome all of you to our call, especially for our peace partners who are supporting us in our mission to advocate, and motivate for sustainable peace and unity in our nation. We are grateful that you found the time to be with us this afternoon or this evening for those of you who are like me on the East Coast. So we, the Leadership Council and the Board of the Peace Alliance, can share the work that we've been doing in 2017 and to give you an outlook as to the work we plan in 2018. So let me allow to introduce myself quickly. I'm Katharina Mauer, member of the Leadership Council in the capacity of the Financial Development Lead. And in this capacity, I'm responsible for our fundraising and for our partner outreach. So tonight we'll hear from our board member, Terry Mason, as well as from our Leadership Council members, Nancy Merritt, Marla Mossman, and Yelena Popovich. And we also have on our call our Leadership Council members, Dan Kahn and Lori Draper. So you will have the opportunity to ask questions throughout the call. Please select one on your keypad to have your line opened. And we will also have the call recorded, and you will receive the recording after the call. So I will now hand over to Terry, and thanks again for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Katharina. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here on this wonderful holiday season and to share some time with our donors. Without you folks, we would not be alive. Your sustaining and regular donations are what keep our organization going, and we're very, very grateful for the support. First, I'm going to do a wrap-up of what we've been doing in 2017, because it's been a very busy year for the Peace Alliance, as well as the rest of the world, as we're all aware. 2017 was a year of change all around us, and the Peace Alliance was no exception. I think all of you probably know that we closed our D.C. office in July of 2016, and at that time, the boards stepped back and assessed our place in the world of organizations that support peace and violence reduction and advocacy for these important issues of our time. We sent a survey out to the network, and we asked the questions, what do we do well? What do you value most in our work? And you, all of you on the call probably received that survey. And the answers were very interesting, and they did confirm our thoughts for the most part. And affirmation is a good thing. we decided, rather than continue forward with a virtual, more traditional organizational structure as we have done in the past, we took kind of a radical path, and we developed a leadership council. And in order to develop a leadership council, we sent out invitations to fill 10 or 12 roles for each of the five peace-building cornerstones, for legislative priorities, for social media and digital communications, for executive support, our field director and Department of Peace lead were filled within our own ranks. Lori Draper and Dan Kahn, who are on the call this evening, filled the executive support and field director. They've been holding those roles in the past. And Nancy Merritt, who had been with us for many years, leading the Department of Peace-Building Committee, took that role because they are so well-schooled and well-entrenched and deeply appreciated by our organization and have been for many years. But for the other roles, we processed over 100 candidates. We were extremely impressed, not only with the volume, but the quality of candidates that applied for these roles. It was an impressive group of professionals in their respective areas. And we were blessed to launch the Leadership Council model in February of this year. Each council lead dedicates approximately 15 hours monthly in their area, and they're compensated with a stipend for their efforts. But these are professionals who have full-time work elsewhere. This is a sort of a sideline for them to support our work. But what they do in life is very much associated with the area that they're covering for the Peace Alliance. So it's a wonderful kind of synergy that has occurred with our council. Each council lead has a certain amount of latitude to expand and grow their areas with relatively broad direction from the boards on our overall strategy, mission, and vision. And without exception, this group of people has risen to the challenge. They've creatively been building and growing our organization in ways that have broadened our reach, ways that none of us on the board could have ever imagined. And our connections in the communities around the nation and the globe have increased. We're going to hear from three of our leads now, beginning with Marla Mossman, who is our lead for fostering international peace. Marla?
I'm here in New York, and as the Fostering International Peace Lead, one of my objectives is to connect with people and organizations that are doing good around the world. So to this end, and in my other day job as the United Nations representative, I have a really unique opportunity to gain a global perspective. And so I'm attending meetings and conferences and forums led by delegations from member states and civil society and community leaders and experts in the field that serve as a rich, really informative environment. So what I want to share with you tonight is the high-level forum on a culture of peace that I attended this past September. And the meeting was chaired and moderated by a friend of the Peace Alliance, Ambassador Anwel Chardoy. He elegantly spoke on the issue in his opening statement. I just want to share a quote. The seed of peace exists in all of us. It must be nurtured, cared for, and promoted by us all to flourish. Peace cannot be imposed from outside. It must be realized from within. So the president of this 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Peter Thompson, he closed the forum with this quote also. As global citizens, we all share in the responsibility to build a culture of peace, to achieve a world of sustaining peace and sustainable development as an essential element of our efforts to implement the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. So these are the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that range from no poverty, clean water, gender equality, that are the framework for partnerships for all the citizens around this planet. And so if you're interested, you can learn more. Just Google SDG. And they'll come up. So tonight I want to highlight five of these SDGs that really align closely with the priorities of the Peace Alliance's mission. And they're known as the five cornerstones of peace. So the first cornerstone is empowering community peace building. And that aligns with the Social Development Goal 11, sustaining cities and communities. And to make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient and sustainable. The Peace Alliance cornerstone, teaching peace in schools, aligns with the SDG 4, quality education, ensure inclusive, equitable, quality education, promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. And Peace Alliance cornerstone, humanizing justice system, aligns with the United Nations Social Development Goal 16, peace, justice, strong institutions, promoting peaceful, inclusive societies for sustainable development, provide access to justice for all, and build effective, accountable, inclusive institutions at all levels. And then our cornerstone, cultivating personal peace, that aligns with Social Development Goal 3, good health and well-being, where we ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. And lastly, the cornerstone, where I'm the lead, fostering international peace, that aligns with Social Development Goal 17, partnerships for global, strengthen the means of implementing and revitalizing global partnerships for sustainable development. So these 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and the Peace Alliance's five cornerstones of peace building really set an ambitious agenda for change and to develop powerful partnerships between individuals like yourself, organizations, and governments who are adopting shared values and principles that relate to something larger than ourselves so that we can safeguard a global culture of peace. Thank you.
On this call. My name is Yelena Popovich, and I am teaching peace and school lead for the Peace Alliance. As Marla beautifully stated about teaching peace in schools, I would like to open my talk with Dr. Maria Montessori quote, who said that establishing lasting peace is the work of education. All politics can do is to keep us out of war. So my last year, my advocacy and work with Peace Alliance has been in establishing everyday modeling, practicing, and really teaching self-awareness that is needed to cultivate peace in youth. My motto is that, you know, that peace begins with me. So a lot of my work is actually in the field. I'm a mindfulness educator, so I spend my days and weeks and months in schools with educators, creating communities and wellness circles and teaching and modeling peace. So in today's educational system, we must strive to foster well-regulated and emotionally attuned adults who can be efficient emotional communicators and peace role models for our youth, especially for youth in conflict. You know, furthermore, the recent research is so relevant on the prevalence and adverse childhood experiences, which are defined as stressful and traumatic events, including abuse and neglect in childhood. So those are very common. And in education, we need to acknowledge and understand that reality, that we have many, many youth and adults with trauma. And, you know, how we advocate and how we integrate our educational system, that social-emotional resilience and skills are woven into the academic curriculum, and that there is trauma-informed and preventative models for peace building and teaching these foundational life skills. So I have attended and presented at many conferences last year, nationally and internationally, where I bring, you know, teaching peace and Peace Alliance into my work. And it culminated with an engaging call on Tuesday where we had a national field call where there were three speakers from two from East Coast and one from the West Coast talking about how they're bringing, how they're teaching peace in their community. So I will invite you, I'm inviting you to go onto our website at some point and hear that recording, because it was a very fascinating and great call. So thank you all for really contributing and, you know, caring for our youth, and this is, I'm really passionate in continuing to work in this. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nancy Merritt. I want to welcome everybody to the call and thank you for being on. As Terry mentioned, the Peace Alliance has supported the Department of Peacebuilding since its inception in 2004. There's been Department of Peacebuilding legislation introduced in Congress, every Congress since 2001. Peacebuilding is to make real our vision for peace. So the Department of Peacebuilding legislation encompasses all the pillars of peace that we've been talking about: personal peace, community peace, humanizing the justice system, teaching peace in schools, and international peace building, and is reflected in the different offices that are in within that bill. So what our campaign has been doing this year is we assisted Congresswoman Barbara Lee in updating and rewriting the bill. She introduced it in February. We contacted and helped secure most of the original co-sponsors. We've been contacting and visiting members of Congress both in our home districts and in District of Columbia throughout the year. We've been contacting and connecting with other groups as we do our tabling and marches and all that kind of stuff. We have increased the number of organizational co-sponsors who are organizations who endorse the Department of Peace Building, and we've authored numerous articles, both on Movers and Shakers and in other publications such as Peace Now and a UN publication. Couple of the things we've done on the legislative side, in addition to Department of Peace Building, is one of our members submitted a United Nations solution proposal to establish governmental infrastructures to support the Sustainable Development Goals and the culture of peace, and to make nonviolence a global priority. We've submitted a resolution to the California Democratic Party that was endorsed. It's called a resolution to budget for peace building for the people and the climate. We've submitted peace building language to the California Democratic Party to include in its 2018 platform. We've supported other state and federal and local peace building related initiatives, such as creation of the Oakland Department of Violence Prevention, and supported legislation relating to other peace building things like gun safety and bail reform. Our committee has several task forces, so one relating to legislation, one relating to organizations, one relating to city initiatives. And I could tell you later in questions, if you're interested, more details on our major actions, which include Mother's Day Pie actions. We organized and went to Washington, D.C. in the fall for advocacy days and visited 128 offices, members of Congress, and the bills we promoted after we were there, we got 53 new co-sponsors onto the bills that we promoted while we were there. So that's just kind of a taste of what we're doing, and I'd be glad to answer more questions later on other things if people are interested. But again, thank you all for supporting the Peace Alliance. It's so important to have your support.
I just think it's so exciting that, Lobby Days generated 53 new co-sponsors. I just have to say that that's extraordinary, and that's the kind of activity that the advocacy part of what we're doing is generating, and not only within our own group, but all of the impact from everyone in our network that reached out. When we reached out to them and they contacted the members of Congress, they were given clear direction in how to and what to and what the numbers were and what the bill numbers were so that they could participate in that advocacy. And I will say that in 2017, there is a high degree of interest in advocating and speaking to our government that has been generated by the current social political climate that we are very, very engaged with. So it's a really exciting outcome to that effort. So these three leads I've talked about is a really exciting activity. And the other leads in the other areas are also doing remarkable work on behalf of the Peace Alliance. I encourage each of you to review their bios on the website and visit their group pages on Facebook. We have our regular Facebook page, but we also have a group of Facebook pages for fostering international peace, for community peace, for teaching peace. So search for Peace Alliance in Facebook, and then you'll see the main page, and you'll also see the group pages. And if the areas are things that you're interested in, then ask to become members, and the leads will certainly let you join. Katharina, who spoke first, is our newest council lead. We welcome her, and she just began in September and has already engaged the use of an incredible donor management platform tool called Classy and mounted our first fundraising campaign just before Thanksgiving with an end-of-year goal to reach $10,000. We are just over 20% there, really excited about that outcome, and we're continuing the outreach, pushing forward to achieve that goal. There will be other campaigns going forward in 2018 so that we are able to sustain our current level of activity and plan growth wherever we can. We're also very nearly finished with a revision of our website, which will launch early in 18, hopefully in January, possibly early February. It's going to make it more mobile-friendly and clearly demonstrate the mission and vision of the Peace Alliance. we educate, advocate, and mobilize individuals and organizations towards our mission to empower civic engagement toward a culture of peace. I'm going to say that again. We educate, advocate, and mobilize individuals and organizations towards our mission to empower civic engagement toward a culture of peace. That's what we've been doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do in 2018. Our national calls this year have engaged some remarkable speakers, some brought in by Dan Kahn, our national field director, who has done this for several years, but some brought in by our leadership council as well, focusing on specific things, as Yelena just mentioned. The national call that was just held on Tuesday this week featured three different educators in the Peace area. So it was very exciting, a really, really exciting call. We've had members of Congress speak. We've had Representative Pete Lee from Colorado speaking on restorative justice. So the calls have been really exciting. We're going to continue that effort in 2018, of course. And we welcome all the different speakers that are coming forward through our council leads. We also have email communications, newsletters, and we invite you to be a part of our efforts by joining these calls and following our email communications and newsletters, following us on Facebook, both the main page and the groups, and Twitter, and let us know your thoughts in an ongoing way. We always appreciate feedback from those of you in the network that are truly invested, such as our wonderful peace partners and donors, which is the people on this call. We truly welcome your input, and you are providing us with the funding required to continue our work to amplify our collective voices for peace. We also invite you to share what we are about and what we're doing with your personal and professional network of colleagues, friends, and family, and invite them to also become sustaining members as peace partners for the Peace Alliance. With that, I'll hand back to Katharina to share our financial goals, and then we'll be open for Q&A.
Well, I would actually say we go like directly to Q&A, like just briefly to what you said, Terry, because you were mentioning that we are currently having our holiday campaign running on Classy, which again is like a platform which we now use for our campaigns and our fundraisers. So to that, our goal actually is to double the number of our peace partners until the end of this year, which is how long the holiday campaign will be running, and to raise $10,000, as Terry was mentioning. So we are at 20%, and we have still roughly 2 weeks to go. So we would really encourage you, in case you are not yet signed up as a sustaining peace partner for 2018, to do so or to share it, as Terry said, with your network. And I just want to guide you to this platform, which is actually, if you go to our website, peacealliance.org, you can see it on the very first homepage, on the basically the first link that you see is actually like directly guiding you to the campaign site, and there you can basically either donate on a one-time basis or subscribe or sign up as a monthly donor. So now I would go ahead with Q&A, and as I said earlier, just if you have any questions to ask to our cornerstone leaders, Mala, Yelena, or Nancy, which are on the call, or to Terry, please select one on your keypad to have your lines opened, or if you have any comments on what you just heard, so please go ahead. What we actually also did on our campaign side is that we asked people how they envision peace to be or to look like in 2018. We received some great comments on the campaign side, so that would also be a comment that you could make, like what is your idea for peace in 2018, whether it's in your communities, in your families, in the nation, in the world. anything that you want to share with us? Laurie or Dan, if there are maybe like any line opened or something, or well, maybe Terry, now you want to say like a few words to conclude the call, or shall I take over?
I'd be happy to. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I'm just so grateful to everyone for coming tonight. It's a quiet group, but I'm sure everyone has been inspired by what you've heard.
Terry, there are a few hands up now. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was speaking on mute, I think.
Yeah, you were.
We have a question from Sonia. Sonia, your mic is open.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Sonia Fay, and I'm deputy director of an organization, a nonprofit called Pops the Club, and we provide lunch clubs for high school students who have family members who've been incarcerated. And we support them with nourishment, with writing opportunities, with opportunities to create art and talk about their experiences. And we publish a yearly anthology of their written work and their art. And so I just wanted, this is the first time I'm joining a call. So thank you for sharing all of that information. And I just wanted to introduce myself.
Sonia, I'm so glad you're here. You need to be in touch with what your group is doing. You need to be in touch with Patty LeFay, who is our Humanizing Justice System lead, and I believe she's on the call. But I think also with Shannon Betters, who's Community Peace Building. So the two of them, I think, would be very interested in what your group is doing. It's really exciting
okay,
work. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Terry.
And both Patty and Shannon are on the call.
Wonderful.
So, and Patty did have her hand up, so I don't know if Patty, if you wanted to ask a question or share something.
I did. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I just wanted to introduce myself as the Humanizing the Justice System lead, as well as doing the social media for the Peace Alliance. I definitely would like to speak with Sonia, and we can connect hopefully by email. My email is patty@peacealliance.org, and hopefully we'll have that information, right, Lori? Backup information from that.
Yeah.
Great. And just
great.
A few things about what we've been doing on the Humanizing the Justice System end of Peace Alliance work. Mainly the focus is on the education advocacy and actually mobilizing people through specific initiatives. We have worked very hard on promoting restorative justice. As Terry mentioned, we did have Pete Lee, who's been instrumental in creating legislation and having it passed in the state of Colorado. We also are involved with the national conference, well actually it's a national organization for community and restorative justice, and we presented at the national conference this June. We did work with the Pause for Peace program, bringing therapy dogs into victim offender conferences or restorative circles. We also promoted a webinar on that for the Peace Alliance and in July, and had quite a bit of interest from all across the states as well as internationally. Did a lot of work on updating the website. As Terry mentioned, we're going to have the new site launched, but making sure that we have the most up-to-date information for the many, many facets of the justice system. And as a social media lead, I am constantly online and finding articles also related to, you know, the what is inhumane about our justice system, and to get that information out so that people know there's a real need to start changing and progressing on our solutionary approaches to dealing with crime and conflict in the United States. We do have a call coming up in January in which we will be interviewing Jenny Curtis, who is a trainer for the Inside Prison Project. And she has been working at San Quentin and implementing year-long restorative programs within the prisons. And she has actually started that in Colorado as well. And she'll be actually speaking on the national field call. Media-wise, we've created the e-news to get the information out about what each of the leads are doing and what progress the Peace Alliance is always happy to share with everyone else involved in the peace-building field. And then my job is to keep everyone updated with the Facebook posts and Twitter tweets and support our fundraising initiatives and all around. The Peace Alliance does amazing work, so I'm happy to be a part of this incredible organization. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And we do have Shannon has her hand up too.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much, Lori. It was so wonderful to hear from everybody. I'm really excited about what lays ahead for 2018. I am the Community Peacebuilding Council lead, and each fiscal quarter we give peacebuilding organizations and individuals a platform to discuss what they're currently up to, what events they hold, or just a networking platform, ways to talk to each other about things that may have worked for them, things that haven't necessarily worked out for them, and to share ideas. So with more time and money invested, we're definitely going to be able to empower and further cultivate these relationships with each other as we all try to extend that wonderful ripple effect from all of our different communities across the map so that we can reach each other with our peace building events and other techniques that we all use. And if there's anybody interested, especially, it was great to hear Sonia. It was wonderful to hear about what's going on at that school. It touches my heart that those children have a way to share and find compassion in their day and be taken care of where their needs aren't necessarily being met at home because of what's going on. We're always looking for guest speakers for our quarterly peacebuilding networking call. The next call will be on the 24th of January at 9 p.m. That's a Wednesday evening. And if that's something that anybody out there is interested in, or they know of a great organization that, you know, would like to get the word out there a little bit, we really would love to hear from you. So you can always email me at shannon@peacealliance.org. And it would just be wonderful to have more organizations out there reach in. We also have a Facebook page as well. So thank you for everybody that's out there helping people everywhere just come together and cultivate further peace.
Thanks, Shannon. And Kendra has been patiently waiting, too.
Well, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate and have for all these years the calls. It just feels so great to connect with people all around the country and constantly learn new things. My understanding of peace and peace building is just expanded and keeps on expanding, and these calls are just a great way to learn more and to be more. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
I think I have called on everyone whose hand was up. So I'm going to put the hands down, and if anyone still has a question or a comment, please press 1 again. Okay, Nancy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I would be derelict in my duty if I didn't point out that you are all welcome to join the Department of Peacebuilding campaign calls. We have them on the third Monday of every month, and if you're interested, please let me know. You can send an email to nancy@peacealliance.org. We could, or .org.
.org.
Yeah, and we could sure use your help. And any of those of you who are from California, please join. We have a second Monday call, monthly call, and we have some terrific guest speakers too. So we would love for any Californians or anybody who who's interested to join our calls. We've had some great people from groups like META, Center for Nonviolence and Southern Poverty Law Center, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freedom Center, the Sanctuary Movement, and all kinds of other really interesting speakers. So please, you can also send me an email if you don't happen to be on the California list to get those call announcements.
And I do not see any other hands right now. Katerina?
Yes. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. So I think we then wrap it up at this moment. So we all really appreciate your time, and we appreciate the support that you've given us in the past year or maybe even longer. We will continue to work relentlessly, as we said, on on our mission to educate, advocate, and mobilize for peace. And we appreciate your continued support in 2018 and beyond, because as we probably all can imagine, this our type of work continues to be super significant and important for our communities and our nation and the world. So thank you again for your time. Terry, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
I'm going to jump in for a second here. Ladies, I'm so sorry.
Sure.
I see Judy is here, and she's got something to say. So I would be remiss in not recognizing Judy.
Hi. It's actually Judy and Joel, my husband, because he's been one of the longest-term supporters of the Peace Alliance I know. And he was going to say something. I guess I could pass the phone to him. Yeah. Okay. And then I'll say something.
Hi, Joel. And I've been here since the beginning. I think it was an idea that they ought to have something that would address the peace problem in our world, that we need more people to advocate for peace. I am a Vietnam veteran, so I am very committed to not having wars take place and having the conversations that are needed to take place in a mood of opportunity and optimism and understanding between different points of view in a way that allows the outcome to align those two different points of view into one that they can see that will make a difference to our world and to each other. I support and have funded as much as I can the Peace Alliance ever since this. It's been developed, and the work that it does in Washington, D.C. and lobbying is just amazing to me. And the piece of one of the stories which was the most astounding to me is the lobbying session when Judy was being followed around by these people, these legislatures and all, and they walked into a group of military colonels that were responsible for rebuilding parts of Iraq. And they were more committed to peace and understanding the military people were than the other people that were chasing them around. So they wound up to be big advocates for the Peace Alliance, et cetera. So you just never know where the big openings are. You just have to keep talking to people about it. And I just want to acknowledge all the people at the Peace Alliance that keeps the flame lit and the idea of going. And especially I want to acknowledge Judy, just because not only she's my wife, but she stands for something very bold that needs to take place. And may everybody have a wonderful holiday season.
Well, I didn't need the added accent. I think we need to pass that acknowledgement on to everybody in the Peace Alliance and the Leadership Council and everybody that works so hard every day, each of us, no matter where we are, whether we're at Safeway or wherever we are, that we are making peace every day, every minute. And I'm sorry I wasn't on at the beginning. I had a little technical problem. But pleased to be here and honored to be part of this organization, have been honored to be part of this organization since its inception, and have worn many different hats within the organization over those many years, which are now, I think, 14 going on 15. And we have, my feeling is that we've made a huge impact in the conversation about peace at the federal level and consequently also in the community level with all the people out there that support us, whether they're in Gainesville, Florida, whether they're in Memphis, Tennessee, whether they're in Farmington, Maine. There are people out there that are doing this work, and along with our amazing Leadership Council leads, we are making a difference. So we deeply appreciate every penny that each of you gives to our organization, and you can count on the fact that I don't know an organization that is more efficient than we are in leveraging every single dollar to make an impact out in the world. We are mostly a volunteer organization, so as Terry said, we appreciate every dollar, and every dollar goes to leverage the conversation about nonviolence and peace in this country and globally. So thank you.
Thank you, Judy and Joel. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else, Lauren?
Nope, no more hands up, Katrina.
So yeah, like Judy already said, and like I mentioned, and Terry, thank you again for all your support, your commitment to our work, and wishing you all happy holidays wherever you are. Thank you again for joining us tonight. Have a wonderful evening.